Joining us on the line is USC head coach Mark Track. Coach, if you would give a quick opening remark, and then we'll open it up to questions.
Yeah, we're looking forward to playing in the tournament, and kids are excited.
And now we'll open it up for media questions.
At this time, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Krista Blunk with Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Mark. I just feel like I just saw you.
Hey, Krista.
I think I did. I know it's such a quick turnaround, and you're going to be facing your same foe. And I guess pros and cons with that scenario. I know it was a hard-fought victory at home, but I know that Colorado looked very different to me than I've seen them all year, and it's hard to know which team's going to show up sometimes. I'm just kind of wondering how you're going into this next time facing them.
Well, you know, that they got a great coaching staff, and then JR is an excellent coach. And, you know, they're going to watch the tape and they're going to make adjustments, and we got to anticipate the adjustments, and then we've got to make the adjustments. It's game 2 of the best of 7. I don't know, you got to make an adjustment. You know, we're playing back to back. And game 2 of best of 3, you know, game 3, I think, of best of 3. We just got to anticipate their adjustments. They're going to make some. We're going to make some. And they're a good team. I mean, they had Stanford on the ropes twice. So you're right. They've got firepower. They've got length. I think they'll be ready. It'll be a different team that you'll see. And, you know, they beat us by 13 there. We won by 9 here. So this is the rubber match coming up.
And I know real quick too, I know June was kind of a question mark. Are you having any further information as far as whether or not you think she'll be able to make it in this round, or still waiting maybe for postseason?
It's day to day right now. So we'll see. Okay. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Yeah.
Okay, great, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you, Kissa.
Your next question comes from the line of Taylor Mills with Daily Trojan.
Hi, Coach Track. Can you hear me?
Hey, Taylor. Yes.
Great. So you've talked about all season having this very young team, and now Alyssa Peely is the Pac-12 Freshman of the Year. How are you going to utilize her in this tournament as well as your other freshman squad?
Well, hopefully we're not going to utilize her any differently than we have the last 18 games. So we were just going to do what we did. I think, you know, we won 3 games in a row with a playing 5 freshmen and a sophomore and a senior. So I'm really proud of the kids. I'm really proud of how they performed and how they've handled the pressure of Pac-12 play. So we don't expect to do anything differently with Alyssa. Just let her do what she's done the last 18 games.
And what are you focusing on this week before you head out to Las Vegas?
You know, we just got to study Colorado tape and anticipate any adjustments they're going to make, and then we've got to make a few. But it's, Colorado is a very, very good team that's very well coached. So it's going to be tough playing somebody back-to-back like that.
Your next question comes from the line of Ann Schatz with Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach, you've talked about the young pups. They've been wonderful, and it's been really neat to see Desi do her thing as well with the added responsibility and her stepping up. If you could just talk a little bit about the season she's having and what she's brought to you guys on the court and in the locker room.
Desi does a tremendous job, as far as playing a great floor game every night. You know, she doesn't turn the ball over. She gets the ball where it needs to be. She can, she was a little under the weather last weekend, and she fought through it. But she keeps the team together. She's a great locker room kid, and she's a great on floor as far as keeping the kids together, as far as keeping them up, as far as battling through. So she's been outstanding as far as filling that role. And people forget she's only a sophomore, and she acts like a senior. But she's only a sophomore and has got a lot of great games ahead of her, but we're really proud of her. She's kind of the glue kid that has kept us all together all year.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this morning. That's all the time we have for you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.